The last day of session had lawmakers playing a game of hurry up and wait at times. In the Senate, President Don Gates asked for members' patience to make sure the two chambers got the timing right in order to finish all business before the end of session.
The landing is planned. We can see through the clouds. The airport is there. The lights are on. We're about ready to drop the landing gear, but we just have to make sure that before we do, that everything is lined up on the ground.
Among the measures passing the Senate on Friday is one aimed at speeding up the mortgage foreclosure process. In addition to requiring courts to act more quickly through parts of the foreclosure process, it also requires people challenging a foreclosure in court to show cause, which is a stricter standard than previously required. Sponsor Senator Jaclyn Valla, a Republican from Clearwater, says the bill is aimed at unclogging the backlog of foreclosure cases mucking up the court system.
And I don't think our real estate market will really start getting back to normal in Florida with new home building and so forth until we can reduce this backlog. I believe we've added safeguards in this bill that actually, on balance, make it far more tilted towards consumers than it is the banks.
But Senator Darren Soto, an Orange County Democrat, says it's not the law causing the backlog. It's the banks slowing down their processing on purpose because they don't want to release properties and flood the housing market. He says the bill hurts homeowners.
And the innocent people we're protecting? Hedge funds, flippers, foreign investors. These aren't families buying these houses in foreclosure. These are sophisticated investors that know the risk they have. But the people who are losing their houses, they are our constituents. They are Florida's families.
The bill passed the Senate 26-13 on Friday and heads now for the governor. Another bill passing the chamber on Friday was a sweeping education bill that, among other things, is aimed at keeping first-year college students in school.
A future should come out of the college system as opposed to a bad statistic.
That's bill sponsor Senator Bill Galvano, a Republican from Bradenton. He says the measure allows students to earn college credit while catching up on the skills they might have missed in high school. They could take a couple of weeks of fractions training, for example. Meanwhile, the bill does away with non-credit remedial classes, which he says have been shown not to work.
Students are, in an effort to further their future, going into our open door a college system and getting trapped in the vestibule, and they're dropping out at higher rates during that first year or immediately after that first year because they're not earning credits, they're not moving towards an accomplished goal, and a lot of them could. A lot of them could be successful.
The Senate also passed measures that benefit state employees. One requires the state to contribute slightly more to their employee retirement accounts. The other, which is a requirement of the federal health care overhaul law, requires the state to provide health insurance to employees working more than 30 hours. And finally, Florida shoppers might want to mark their calendars. The Senate passed a bill allowing for a 3-day tax holiday on clothes and school supplies. If the governor does not veto this provision, shoppers should mark their calendars for August 2nd. For WFSU-FM, I'm Jessica Palumbo.